We were looking for more ideas for fundraisers for the service trip to New Orleans.
Yeah.
Every year the law school does a big service trip, an alternative spring break, they call it. Over spring break, several of the students, 1Ls, 2Ls, and 3Ls, go to New Orleans or another impoverished area on a sort of public services, community service trip. And the law school tries as best we can, the law school government and the public service organization, to cover airfare, hotel, and incidentals for them. So this is another fundraiser we hit upon. It actually started out as a hot dog eating contest, but I had enough faculty say that they think it would go over better as a pie eating contest, and also enough students say that they think it would bring in more money, and they'd rather watch. It's messier to watch a pie eating contest than a hot dog eating contest. And hot dogs, there's too much risk that these professors would eat them daintily and slowly and keep a little bit of their dignity intact. The pies were donated by Hughes Dining and Cornell Dining Services, so you know, big thanks to them. Everything else, all the time and energy, has been donated by volunteers, and we're looking to bring in a lot of money for this service trip. Now, the ground rules are no hands, hands behind the back or under you or whatever, face down in the pie. If anyone actually manages to finish the entire pie, it's a 9-inch fruit pie, so more power to them. If they finish the whole thing, as judged by our judges, which is me as far as I know, they win. The first person to eat the entire pie wins. If no one finishes the entire pie, we have a scale, and we're going to take a before measurement and after measurement, and whoever eats the most weight in pie wins the contest. The fabulous first annual pie eating trophy, and all the guts and glory that go with it, is Professor Bradley Wendell. With you.
No, I'm a big eater, but I have no experience in competitive eating. These guys were scared, though. Next year!
Yeah, I came in with the advantage, the inside track. Just, no ill effects. No, it was fantastic. No, up my nose a little bit, but otherwise no. Yeah.
And for a good cause.
And for a good cause, absolutely.
I've got no experience in pie eating contests and was a little skeptical at first, but when one of my colleagues stupidly agreed, and that got the rest of us to do it. But all for a good cause.
Stuart, I really hate to add to the humiliation by wearing my Duke shirt, but I think that's what inspired me. Tell these guys, this is
Can you hold it up?
Over here.
Professor Wendell, 2 pounds, 1.1 ounces of blueberry pie.
Whoa. I'm impressed. I'm impressed by the talent of my colleagues. It's an honor. It's an honor to be on such a
Thank God I have tenure.
Such talented.